is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, FreeTalkLive.com. Coming up tonight, one of the most outrageous stories you'll ever hear about a state legislature. Now, it doesn't really matter which state legislature it is, but we'll tell you which one it is anyway coming up. It'll just blow your mind. Or maybe it won't, because maybe you're just so jaded and cynical like I am that you won't be surprised by this at all.
But I'm pretty jaded and cynical about when it comes to legislatures, and I was surprised at what I saw.
I have to say I was a little surprised as well. So we'll get to that, but the calls are already on the line, so we're going to the phones. This is the show about your calls. Let's talk, ladies first, to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. I just got the copy of the hate bill.
Okay.
It's 1105, and everybody needs to read this. One of the senators sent it to me.
What is, can you summarize it for us, Paula?
Well, it's basically if you say anything about anybody having to do with race, religion, disability, whatever, you're going to go to jail.
How can they pass this? I mean, it sounds so anti-First Amendment to me.
That's right, and that's what I told them. I said, that's why I wanted to see who would vote on this, and they had the members of the Senate in here because it's in the Senate now. And they had their names in here, and it hasn't cleared the Senate as far as I know yet. But they said that GW was going to veto it anyway.
So are you sure you're not exaggerating it a little bit, Paula?
No, I've got it right here in front of me.
Okay. And so what are they going to do? Put people in jail?
Yep.
Amazing. So
anything about their race, their religion, anything about the way they may look. I mean, this just goes too far. It's unconstitutional to begin with.
What makes you think that George Bush is going to veto it?
They said he was.
That would be a shock because I think he's, what, vetoed one bill in his whole time as president?
No, he's vetoed a lot of them.
No, he hasn't. You're living in a fantasy world. He has not vetoed a lot of bills. Unless he's all of a sudden started doing it within the last few months and we didn't know about it.
Well, they said when they did this that they knew he was going to veto it.
Well, he didn't veto until his second term. I mean, he spent his whole first term no vetoes.
But anyway, you need to get a copy of this. I can fax it to you.
No, that's okay. I can't read legalese, Paula, so
it's not that difficult. I mean, just plain English.
Well, thank you for summarizing it for us, and we appreciate the call. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'd love to hear somebody else who has had the chance to read over the bill. As far as their interpretation of it, just because, you know, Paula certainly is.
I haven't gotten anything on it, and that's what really seems so strange to me.
Normally, our listeners are pretty Johnny on the spot with sending us critical things like this and keeping us in the loop. So you have to take Paula's word with a grain of salt. In fact, you should take everybody's word with a grain of salt, but I would like to hear maybe some corroboration on those allegations. 1-800-259-9231. I was just reading a story in Talkers Magazine, the industry publication for the talk radio business, and they were talking about radio talk shows that are syndicated into different countries. So, for instance, you know, Free Talk Live getting on in Canada, there are rules there that say you can't disparage races and that sort of thing. Not that we would do that on this show, but if a caller got in on the air and said something about somebody's race,
could be a problem.
That could be a problem. That could get you kicked off the air in Canada.
Wow.
So, you know, it's not these things aren't unheard of in the Western world. Of course, Canada doesn't have a First Amendment, as I understand it. So maybe that's coming here soon. And maybe it'll be just one of those things where, well, the First Amendment does exist, but the Supreme Court will determine that you don't have a freedom to offend anybody anymore in America. Who knows? Who knows where we're going? But it doesn't sound very pro-freedom to me. It doesn't sound good. Because here in America, the whole point of the First, or one of the points of the First Amendment, it does cover a number of things, but freedom of speech, the idea is that you're supposed to be able to speak out and criticize and say what you want, and nobody is supposed to be able to get in trouble for offending someone else.
Right. It protects unpopular speech, not popular speech, because that doesn't need protection.
Exactly. Let's go to the phones and to the phone. Talk to Chris in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Hi. I was calling about Krishna, the last caller, and I could not believe
what I was hearing.
This is last night. She was a very final caller of the show from California. She'd called in, 60-year-old lady, to just trash on the feminist movement and women in general for going out
and essentially blaming the nanny state
On women.
On women.
Yeah.
And the feminist movement in general.
Right. And she was trashing on women for going after, you know, marrying guys just to divorce them and sort of clean them out and all of that. And she, why were you so outraged, or, I mean, how did you feel exactly?
I've never, like, that was probably the greatest call you guys will ever get.
Yeah, it was really something. I've tried to say things like that in the past on the air, and Ian's always beaten me up, so.
Yeah, Ian's racist against white men.
You think?
Okay.
Well, at least it seems like it. You always hate on white men, but.
I don't hate on white men. What are you talking about?
Well, every time a white guy will call it and you know they're white, you'll, you know, as soon as they say the slightest thing that's either kind of racist, and you'll be like, oh, you're racist immediately, and, you know, everybody, nobody's perfect, but.
Normally, the only time I reference white people is when people call in to say the Hispanics are ruining this country,
and
then I'll point out that the people that are in charge of this country are a bunch of white boys. So
yeah.
You know, that's the only time I really bring it up, at least as
but
I recall.
Anyway, that, I don't care about that. I can't believe this woman would, like, I didn't think that such a woman actually existed. I mean, I'm serious.
Well, we apparently had to import her. She said she was born in another country.
Really?
Yeah. Well, she wants to run for president. She's got one vote.
Very good.
And she needs to be on that.
I'd like to hear a few more of her platforms, but it was certainly an entertaining call.
Well, she said she'll call in today, and I hope she does.
She did say that, and we'll keep our fingers crossed. Thanks for the call, Chris. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Just to bring Julia up to speed, the woman called in, and she was talking about how, well, the reason why the nanny state's here is because of all these women that are getting into politics and the feminist movement. And, we're talking about how in the liberty movement, it's very difficult to find women. It's dominated by men. Do you think that there's something in the in a woman's nature that just makes them more likely to support government controls?
I don't know. That's a tough question. I think that there's a lot of women who are sort of apathetic.
Do you think that they want to control, they want to see their families protected, they want to use the government to control in that aspect, and that as a result?
I can see that. I definitely don't want to make a blanket statement about all women, but
you can't make a blanket statement about all women.
Right. A lot of them are, they are controlling, and a lot of them like to be taken care of. So, I guess it makes some amount of sense.
What do you think what do you think the best way would be to help those women understand that the government's safety net, while it sounds good when you say it like that, there's a safety net. It's Social Security. It's welfare. A woman who wants to be protected is going to like that concept. So how do we help them, I guess, understand that that's not necessarily beneficial for us?
Well, a lot of people like that safety net, so the same way that you would point it out to anybody else.
So you wouldn't approach it in a different way just because you're talking to a woman?
No, I think that every person is different and that you should approach the way that you talk about liberty all different kinds of ways. Generally, what I do is I don't talk about politics or lack of politics at all, for example, where I work. But if somebody says something where I feel like I can make a comment that will be relevant to them, like if somebody's complaining about something bad that happened to them because of the government, then I can throw in a comment. And that's sort of how I approach everybody. I don't approach men or women differently.
You know, I wonder
if whatever issue is important to them.
Maybe we could point out to them or help them understand that it's more caring to voluntarily contribute to charity and to be involved in that sort of a process, in that kind of a safety net, than it is to be involved in government coercion. So, I mean, to sort of appeal to their nurturing nature, their desire to care for others. It's like, you know, they're going to want, if you talk about putting more money into their pockets, you talk about that, that's going to be good. They'll see that for themselves as a good thing, but then they'll worry about the neighbors down the road, and, my neighbors down the street won't take care of their kids right, so don't we need welfare around to help out with that? In which case, maybe you should spin it and point out to them that, well, you know, that may sound like a good idea, but then you're forcing your neighbors to pay to take care of your other neighbors, and using force on others isn't right. So why don't we just simply let people contribute to charities run by people who are voluntary volunteering who obviously care more because they're volunteering as opposed to bureaucrats getting a paycheck. I'm just saying maybe we could shift. If you're talking to a woman, housewife kind of caring lady, maybe you should shift your sales pitch, if you will, into sort of how this can help people
healing
care more.
Our world. That's a good book
it
for
is
women.
A great book. You're right. Healing Our World, Dr. Mary Ruart. More on the way. The Gourd Captain's on the line. We'll talk to you about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Ted Anderson from Midas. September 28, 2007, gold 742-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $765, $377.20 for half, $188.60 for quarter. That's $765, $377.20, and $188.60. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders is skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free live streams are there. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version waiting for you. enjoy them on us, freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com. For the sleep you've been dreaming of, that's SavvyRest.com. Let's go to the phones, to the phone, talk to the Gourd Captain in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Mark, as the resident statist about intellectual property,
uh-huh.
I thought I'd bring up some of the weirder areas of intellectual property and see what your opinions were on that.
Okay.
All right. Now, online, for instance, there's people who will do parodies of TV series. For instance, there's a horrible anime series known as Yu-Gi-Oh! And somebody took it, chopped out the audio, cut it down and stuck an audio making fun of it, and stuck on YouTube as Yu-Gi-Oh! The Abridged Series.
So they had the same video, they just put in different audio on top of it, is what you're saying.
As a parody.
Gotcha.
Right. Now, parodies are, have enjoyed a certain amount of... They've managed to do parodies on television without getting into all kinds of copyright law. I think that if a person's not making any money on it, especially in the case that you're talking about, it's just a parody online, that there shouldn't be any issue. What are the damages, you know?
But the catch is that they've then taken off YouTube for copyright violation.
Right.
And... also been threatened repeatedly by the owners of said copyright.
I don't agree with the copyright and patent laws as they currently stand.
Right. Now, here's another one that's slightly stickier situation-wise. Fan fiction. People who, I don't know why, they'll take...
Yes, yes, I'm familiar.
You know, take for some series, you know, say Free Talk Live, and let's say... write a Ian slash Mark.
Well,
slash
we're not copyrighted, so that wouldn't work. This isn't. There's no intellectual property laws that I'm invoking to protect
the
show.
Yeah, it's never been covered in court.
Somebody will take their favorite fictional series, book, or whatever, and they'll write more to it, just for the purpose of enjoying the characters themselves and anybody else who wants to listen to it. Or hear it, or read it, or whatever.
Sometimes it gets a little weird. Like there's sex fan fiction,
yeah,
where
there is, with like Harry Potter and stuff.
Slash is a term for homosexual relationships in a series.
What is that?
Slash.
I see.
In some places, where it's completely inappropriate, there's more of that than the actual pairings that make sense in some places.
Hmm.
Ask me why.
So wait, what were you going to say about fan fiction?
Yeah, I was just going to ask Mark what he thought about the legality of it.
Like I said, if nobody's making any money off of it, I don't see a problem.
All right. Now, what do you think about people, like, say, making personal copies of stuff they own for their own use?
They bought it.
Right. Like, you know, I'm currently, as we speak, making a copy of an old video game so I can run it off the laptop while leaving the original copy at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't see any problem with that.
Right, you're slightly less of a fascist. Thank
and
God,
if
Mark,
you took but. That, if you took that, if you took that copy and you gave it to someone and they were able to use it, I wouldn't have a problem with that either.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, it's when you're...
Isn't that piracy?
Now, if you sold that to someone, then I have a problem.
What about free BitTorrents?
There's nobody making any money on those BitTorrents, right?
Right.
The thing is intellectual property is facing something, unlike it's ever faced before. It's facing the Internet. And intellectual property laws have to change in some manner or another. I'm not sure how they're gonna look. I'm not even positive how they should look. It does seem wrong to me that I would take Lionel Richie's songs and copy them and sell them, and Lionel Richie doesn't get a cut. But at the same time, if I'm just giving them away... What are you going to do to stop it? Millions of songs are getting shared every month on
I'm glad you're here, because while I tend to follow Ian's position, Mark tends to be the more rational talker and, doesn't tend to go as flying into fits as often.
Mm. Yeah, well, I would
actually,
agree.
I'd say
the opposite.
I've seen Mark have some fits before.
Yeah, well, Ian's not usually as much of a jerk when he's doing it. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call, Gourd Captain. 800-259-9231. Yes,
it's your people.
You can bring up whatever you want. Let's talk to Brad in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live, Brad.
Hey, I'm calling to give you guys some more details about that hate bill, the one
we
called in about.
Right.
So I've listened to some pretty entertaining punditry this morning, and I know neither Gwen Beck or Laura Ingraham are really credible in any way.
Right.
But I think the woman may have been confusing two separate bills. Firstly, Bush is going to veto something, or already did. And what that is it's called the S-CHIP, and I think the CHIP stands for Children's Health Insurance Program or something like that.
Okay.
And they want to add money to it, and they were going to pay for it with a federal excise tax on cigarettes going up 61 cents per pack.
Wow. Oh,
per pack of cigarettes, and Bush did veto that, or is going to. He claims it's because it's a regressive tax on the poor, but he probably has money in tobacco companies. Regardless, it would be horrible, and, you know, it was funny, though, because, you know, Laura Ingraham kept talking about, oh, but it's for the children, which is such a classic, like, libertarian joke about ridiculous government programs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is Ted Kennedy added something to a defense, the Defense Authorization Act that's coming up that adds hate crime bills, and it moves them to a federal level, and it adds homosexuals as a protected class. And I think the main complaint here is that it's moving pre-existing hate laws to be federal crimes when the federal government isn't supposed to have really any law enforcement power besides relating to counterfeiting immigration, et cetera.
So when you say they're moving the hate crimes to a federal level, you're saying that the states that have laws that say that, well, if you commit murder and you yell out that I hate you white boys or whatever during the murder, then it's all of a sudden a hate crime versus instead of just being a murder, it's now a hate murder. And so therefore the state penalties are more excessive for the hate crimes.
I believe so. I haven't read the text of this or done that much research besides what I heard, but from what I understand, the main complaint is not anything new if you already think hate crime laws are ridiculous,
right.
Except that homosexuals are often not a protected class. The main thing is that it federalizes it when state laws already deal with it, and that's what I heard from, like, congressmen, et cetera, they talked to, they were saying, well, you know, these are already things that are crimes at a state level. Why would you ever federalize this?
Well, because the federal government wants more control over
obviously, yeah. I understand that. But,
sure.
So, yeah, and the other thing that had to do with the cigarette tax, I don't know if those were somehow linked, because, you know, they just make these huge amalgamations of ridiculous laws.
Right.
But that is S-CHIP, is what you would type in to get whatever the acronym is.
Very good, Brad. Thanks for the clarification.
Yes.
I appreciate it, and thank you for the call. 1-800-259-9231. Paula, she just gets a little confused by all the faxes that come through her fax machine.
Well, we're taking his word for granted, too. I do believe him.
He sounded a little more lucid than Paula. Anyway,
had the law right there in front of her.
This hate crime legislation is, it does exist. I don't know if all the states have them. So if it's federalized, and that means states that don't have them will all of a sudden have them, at least by the fact that they are federal. And it just seems totally unnecessary to me. I mean, if you commit a murder, or you rob a store, or you beat somebody up, or whatever it is that you do, it shouldn't matter whether or not you hate gay people. If you've beaten up a gay man, the point is you've beaten up an individual. You've beaten up someone. You've taken away value from their life. That's what needs to be compensated for.
Right.
The fact that you might not like the way their sexual preference is. I mean, that's just hate crime legislation seems completely unnecessary.
Aren't most crimes crimes against rich people? You know, people that have more money than the thief thinks that they should have.
Mm.
Isn't that hate crime?
Yeah, and what happens if a gay person attacks a gay person? Does that person not have to spend as much time in jail as a non-gay person attacking a gay person?
Fuck crime.
It's absurd. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
The show is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are for free. The bulletin board system's there with over 250,000 posts, over 1,700 people interacting, lots of fun stuff and serious issues all being discussed, and it's all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you there. bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's see. Do we talk about Chicago surveillance or a hazing story from the military? Let's go with surveillance because you're too slow.
I'm sorry.
Chicago, a car circles a high-rise 3 times. Someone leaves a backpack in a park. Such things go noticed, unnoticed in big cities every day. But that could change in Chicago with a new video surveillance system that will recognize such anomalies and alert authorities to take a closer look. On Thursday, the city and IBM Corporation are announcing the initial phase of what officials say could be the most advanced video security network in any U.S. city. The city of broad shoulders is getting eyes in the back of its head. Sam Dokinvich, who heads the video surveillance consulting for IBM, says Chicago is really light years ahead of any metropolitan area in the United States now. Chicago already has thousands of security cameras in use by businesses and police, including some equipped with devices that would recognize the sound of a gunshot, turn the cameras toward the source and place a 911 call. But the new system would let cameras analyze images in real time 24 hours a day. So you thought it was bad enough that the cities were installing video cameras all over the place, Chicago, New York City, I think D.C., Baltimore. They've got cameras just everywhere. And it's just ubiquitous. You can't really walk down a public street anymore without having some government-approved camera system monitoring your every move. But one of the sort of flaws with the system is that it had to be monitored by a person. There had to be somebody sitting in some government bureaucracy somewhere flipping through channels.
Right. Now Skynet is alive.
It's getting that way, yeah. Isn't it? They're making these systems smarter. They're going to make it so they can identify all sorts of things, and that way the police can come out and harass you for the most innocent of activities. We'll get into that here in a moment. He says, you're talking about creating something that knows no fatigue, no boredom, and is absolutely focused. Doesn't that sound kind of Terminator-like?
Yeah.
That's
why I use the Skynet analogy.
Yeah, I think the original ad for the Terminator in the 1980s said something like, he feels no remorse, he feels no pain, and that sort of thing. It's just almost identical.
Mm.
Except they don't actually have the bots out on the street quite yet. That's probably another decade or so away, maybe 10, 20 years
that
away.
That sounds kind of RoboCop-esque.
You don't think they're working towards that?
They've got tanks.
Yeah, they do. The same people that make the Roomba vacuum are actually in the middle of developing robots for the military. Mm. And you can better believe that there's law enforcement officers across the country that would just salivate at the opportunity to have these things. They have the bomb. They have the bomb robots.
Yeah,
already.
The bomb robots make good sense to me personally. I mean,
they're not out patrolling the streets.
They whip them out awfully quickly, but yeah.
For example, he says the system could be programmed to alert the city's emergency center whenever a camera spots a vehicle matching the description of one being sought by authorities. Now, that doesn't seem like... I mean, there's a lot of vehicles out there on the roads, but a lot of them look the same. Like, if the authorities are looking for a black Toyota Corolla, there's probably more than a handful of those in the area that you live. So are they are the cops going to be called out to tail you around if your car happens to resemble the car of a criminal, an alleged criminal? Are you going to be pulled over and harassed because some automated camera system recognized you? He says, also, apparently the system could be programmed to recognize license plates. It could alert emergency officials if the same car or truck circles the Sears Tower 3 times, or if nobody picks up a backpack in Grant Park for, say, 30 seconds. IBM says this approach might be more effective than relying on a bleary-eyed employee to monitor video screens. Studies have shown that people fall asleep, according to...
Yeah, oh yeah.
Person. It's unclear whether the system will be fully operational... or when the system will. Existing cameras could be equipped with the new software, but additional cameras probably will be added as well. Of course they will, because they want to spend more of your money and increase their surveillance of your activities.
And surveil.
Now, it seems to me like this might backfire a little bit.
How so?
Because if the cameras are reporting all of this minutia, like, oh no, a backpack's been left in the park for 30 seconds, or a car has been driving around the same building 3 times.
They'll need more police officers, bigger budget.
That's a good point. What I was going to say is that it would result in more calls coming into the police, and so therefore they'd have all this minutia to go out and investigate, most of which, probably 99.99% of which, will turn out to be completely innocuous stuff. You know, somebody left their backpack by the tree as they went out to take a quick jog or something like that.
And of course, whenever anything backfires on them, they just need more money, so it's probably not a good thing.
The person driving around the building... that could be anything. That could be somebody lost, somebody waiting for looking for a parking space. Could be somebody waiting for someone to come out of the building, but you can't just sit there on the road in a big city. You have to keep driving around. When we went to our hotel at the Talkers Magazine convention, we drove around the hotel at least twice before we figured out what the hell we had to do.
When I go to New York, I often drive around the block more than one time.
Right, so before you know it, you're going to have a cop right on your tail pulling you over for suspicious driving or something like that.
But what happens with that? I mean, sometimes... It seems like you could get into trouble with that police officer, right? What is it that they're going to say to you when they catch you with circling the block 3 times?
I guess they're going to ask you what you're doing.
I'm trying to find a parking space. Thank you for asking. Do you know where one is?
I don't know how else they'll handle that, Mark.
Right.
I'm not sure.
I don't particularly like being asked what I'm doing.
What do you got in there? You don't have anything.
Mind if I take a look?
Yeah, you don't have anything I'm not going to want to see, do you?
I've got nothing to hide.
Step out of the car.
No.
That's not a request, sir. You're going to be stepping out of the car.
Am I under arrest? Am I under arrest?
You're being detained. Step out of the car.
Okay.
Reasonable suspicion is that you were driving around the building three times.
There you go. This is how we're going. It's a big waste of time.
Yep. The complexity of the software is going to define how quickly we'll be able to do this, said the expert. Chicago's announcement comes as it's vying to bring the Olympics to town. A purportedly security-enhancing surveillance system is something the city officials could trumpet to the International Olympic Committee. Neither Smith or IBM would reveal the cost of the network, but Smith says much of it would be paid by the Department of Homeland Security. Oh, that's great. The employees of the Department of Homeland Security are going to reach into their pockets and actually pay for Chicago's surveillance system?
But that's how it starts, but then the federal government will start making rules that they have to follow if they want to continue to get that kind of money.
Well, that much is true. And no, it's not the department employees that are going to pay.
Never.
You and I.
Yeah.
I love it when they write that in the news. Like, oh, it's this government department that's paying for it. No problem.
It's
the taxpayers. They're paying for it. The cost of previous surveillance efforts has run into the millions of dollars. Just adding devices that allow surveillance cameras to turn toward the sound of gunfire cost as much as $10,000 per unit. Some critics question whether some systems are effective and whether they could lead to an unwarranted invasion of privacy.
I wonder if clapping your hands next to one of these units will set it off.
I don't know.
Yes. Have you heard a 22? Have you heard one of them?
It's been a while.
I don't think that they can will be able to distinguish between a good clap and a 22.
Well, that could mean that you could be charged with illegal clapping, Mark.
Yeah.
Jonathan Schotter, a public policy lecturer, said there are no studies that show cameras actually reduce crime, and the idea that placing cameras near strategic assets would prevent a terrorist attack is absurd, he said, because you can bet that the terrorist that's getting ready to blow up the Sears Tower with a truck bomb isn't going to drive around three times before he sets it off. He's going to pull right up alongside the building and beep, and that's going to be it. They're not going to have time to react. Ed Yochna, spokesperson for the American Civil Liberties Union, said he was concerned that more cameras and more sophisticated technology would lead to abuses of authority, saying it's incumbent on the city to ensure there are practices and procedures in place to sort of watch the watchers. You see how weak that is? He's not arguing against the system. He's just saying, well, we need to have people protecting us from the system. The system's okay, but we need to make sure that the city's being good with it.
We need to put some protections in place.
Right, and did not he learn anything from the communist Russia? Watching the watchers doesn't work, because if you're watching the watchers, all you have to do is pay off the watchers of the watchers, and then you have to hire another level to watch the watchers who are watching the watchers. It just goes on forever. There's corruption that rises through the ranks. No amount of oversight can ever really make the city work correctly. It just makes the government bureaucracy bigger. More on the way, and we'll talk about Britain's experiment with the cameras on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267.
or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbenter soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calben Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calben soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calben Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, completely free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a cut of pretty much anything that you buy, whether it's new from one of their 41 categories of products or even one of their used items that's being sold by an individual seller. We get a cut of that, too. Gift certificates, Amazon Unbox, you name it. Start your shopping experience at amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, we're talking about security cameras and how Chicago is ready to start spending more taxpayer dollars to upgrade their existing network of thousands of cameras that they have throughout the city. They've already spent $10,000 per camera in order to give them the gunshot recognizing capability, to where if a gunshot is fired, then the camera will turn in that direction and dial a call to 911. So $10,000 per camera for that. Who knows how much it costs to actually install the cameras in the first place, and now they're talking about upgrading software to where the camera can recognize suspicious activity, like driving around a building, apparently that's suspicious activity, or leaving a backpack in a park for 30 seconds, apparently that's suspicious activity. Those were only two of the examples that they gave in the article, so who knows what else they're going to consider suspicious and what else these cameras will be able to identify.
Well, they have that facial recognition software that's out there, right?
Which has been awful up until this point. I don't know if it's any better now, but presumably it will get better over time.
Yeah, they can probably tell an Arab guy, pick him right out of the crowd.
But they did. They tried that in Ybor City in the Tampa area in Florida, and they actually had to stop it because it was resulting in too many false identifications, and the cops were wasting their time going around harassing innocent people.
Oh, good heavens.
Which is just going to be what's going to happen here, but that's not going to matter because, well, it's an excuse for the government to spend more money. See, it doesn't really matter to them whether or not these work, whether or not the cameras are actually effective. That's not a factor. They think that
I think they consider it effective.
They consider it effective. But
no,
is
factor.
It effective?
And if it's not effective, oh well.
Right. See, that's you're pointing out, I think they want it to be effective, certainly. But if it isn't effective, well, it wasn't our money that we spent on it. It was the taxpayers. And you're, you know, so it's sort of the truth is a midway between what they think and what you think.
Well, but if it's not effective, Mark, remember what happens with government programs. When government programs fail, whether it be your government schools, whether it be the, you know, roads department, whatever, whenever government fails at something, the government bureaucracy gets more money.
That's true.
And so what they're going to do here is they're going to point out, somebody's eventually going to point out in this country that these close circuit television cameras are not effective at lowering crime. And then the government's just going to say, well, obviously we need to upgrade the software.
Yeah.
Obviously we need more cameras.
Well, they were a little shaky at first, but they've gotten some upgrades and we're ready to dish out $30,000 a camera.
Right.
To get it.
Right. Now that we've got the infrastructure in, we just need more cameras and more software, which is going to cost millions more dollars, but just trust us, it's going to work soon. And in fact, the statistics are now showing from London that these cameras, they don't do jack squat. In fact, we'd speculated to this because there were, again, Baltimore and other areas of the country were putting these camera systems in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, Mark, you had said that it's just going to drive crime indoors. So if something's happening outside and people know that it was happening outside and they can move it inside like a drug deal or something like that, then they're just going to do it indoors.
Right. Who's going to do their drug dealing outdoors on the street now?
Well, we need cameras inside people's houses.
Yep,
that's the next step. So once they complete the...
I don't know. It doesn't seem like something that's going to happen tomorrow, but it's surprising to me that we'd have cameras on the street doing what they're doing here.
Right. It's amazing that this is going on right now, and you're right. I don't think that's going to happen tomorrow. They've got to have time to implement their camera system to the fullest extent outdoors. Then the numbers are going to start coming out like they are from London that is going to say, well, this just isn't that effective. Because, and they're going to give that as a reason. Oh, it's just driving people indoors. We need cameras inside houses, and we'll start with convicted felons.
Yeah.
Because nobody cares about convicted felons.
Well, here's a convicted felon that they're not going to put a camera inside my house.
Oh, yes, they will, sir. Either that or you're going to go to the jail.
Oh,
if you're a convicted felon,
it'll
you're ours. We own you.
Problems.
So, London, apparently, according to thisislondon.co.uk, has 10,000 crime-fighting CCTV cameras, which cost £200 million, figures show. But an analysis of the publicly funded spy network, which is owned and controlled by local authorities and Transport for London, has cast doubt on its ability to help solve crime. A comparison of the number of cameras in each London borough with the proportion of crime solved there found that police are no more likely to catch offenders in those areas with hundreds of cameras than in those with hardly any.
Mm.
In fact, 4 out of 5 of the boroughs with the most cameras have a record of solving crime that is below average. The figures, see, if you still have a bunch of bureaucrats sitting around eating donuts that don't actually have an incentive to go out and solve crime or stop crime, then all the cameras aren't going to do you any good.
All the cameras in the world won't change it.
All they're going to do is inconvenience the rest of us who might happen to look like a suspect or drive around a building a few times.
And cost us a mint.
Yep, the Lib Dems policing spokeswoman said these figures suggest there's no link between a high number of CCTV cameras and a better crime clear-up rate. We've estimated that CCTV cameras have cost the taxpayer in the region of £200 million in the last 10 years, but it's not entirely clear if some of that money would not have been better spent on police officers. Of course, you know, the government, they don't want to give you your money back. The government people can always think of a new area to spend your money in. Like, oh, this isn't working well, but oh, we're not going to give it back to you. Let's drive more cops instead. Well, actually, there is one suggestion that was made, which is kind of interesting. The figures appear to confirm earlier studies which have thrown doubt on the effectiveness of CCTV cameras, so this wasn't the first one. A report by the criminal justice charity NUCRO in 2002 concluded the money spent on cameras would be better used on street lighting, which has been shown to cut crime by up to 20%.
Lights.
Right. So there are more lights around, less likely you're going to get mugged, that sort of thing.
Amazing. So the cameras didn't do anything for crime, but lights do.
That's correct. Scotland
lights
Yard.
Lights are probably a little cheaper than cameras.
I imagine you're right. Scotland Yard is trying to improve its track record on the use of CCTV and has set up a special unit which collects and circulates CCTV images of criminals. A pilot project is running in some areas and is expected to be rolled out across the capital. The figures only include state-funded cameras. Yeah, I bet you that if you actually looked at privately run cameras, probably actually significantly higher at catching criminals, because they're actually in the businesses. They're being monitored by real security people.
They're motivated to succeed too. If a police officer fails to catch a criminal, it's very unlikely that police officer is going to face any kind of disciplinary action or because so many of his peers do the same thing, or get fired, or you know, lose a contract. There's certainly the police department isn't going to get any less funding as a result.
And
but a security company that fails to catch a criminal, well, they could likely get replaced with a better security company.
If they're actually successful at cutting crime, what will they do with all the police officers?
Well, oh, that because they're so much more efficient now, they'd have to cut their staff.
Well.
They'd figure something out.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. You can bring up anything. John in California, you're on Free Talk. Maybe they'd assign them to the neighborhood grass squad. You know, the water squad.
Yeah.
Goes around to see if your grass is being watered, that sort of thing. They put a little lady in jail for that.
Zoning police.
Make sure you're not watering your lawn when you're not supposed to.
Exactly. Let's talk to John in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. What's on your mind, John?
Well, it's kind of peculiar. A buddy of mine at work, he's asking me, he says, dude, where do transvestites go to jail? And I was like, dude, I'll top you one better. Where do hermaphrodites go to jail? And then I researched it. I was like looking up on the web, and I found that there was actually a case back in 2004 in Wyoming or something like that, where this intersexual person, I guess they were, you know, they're born with both bits and pieces or whatever, and they didn't get. You know, because usually they wait until they get older, I guess, from what I've heard, before they get one of them. They choose which way to go.
Right. Mm-hmm. Removed. Yeah.
Yeah. And so this person chose to go female, but they kept, I guess, the other thing, you know. And so they ended up getting into trouble, I guess. I don't know what they did, but they ended up going to prison. When they went into prison, they found that, you know, this person wasn't like all the others. So they were like, okay, they locked this person up in solitary confinement for 14 months.
I was
going to
say, that's what they do it. That's what they do it.
That's wrong, man.
it's really rough. Nobody wants to be in solitary by themselves in there, and that's what happens to you if you're too different to be in population.
Well, found out that also they ended up suing the prison for cruel and unusual punishment. I guess the judge only gave him like $1,000 or whatever. So
that's sad.
I just thought that was really wrong. But also, I wanted to know, if a hermaphrodite was to call in, would they be after a girl? Because you guys always,
It would be up to the call screener to decide whether or not they were talking to a male or a female.
Right.
Because we don't have any way of checking their actual gender.
Also, if a hermaphrodite has a kid, then essentially that kid would be teabagged at birth.
I'm not sure if we can get into that, but thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 at the SACL CAI toll-free line. Oh, my. Hour two is coming up. You can bring up anything on the way. Hazing and the military. And your calls. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Looking